We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kevoid Raboi V'Talmud Chacham, Halacha Aleph. We begin a new topic. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, Mipnei Seva Tokum. A Jew is required to stand up for an older person. Seva means a person who's 70 years old and older. V'hodarto pnei zokein, and you should show respect to the face of an elderly person. V'yoreisam aleikechon Hashem, and this will be a display of respect for Hashem, also fear of Hashem. And the Gemara says, ein seva pochos mishivim shana, that the term seva refers to a person who's at least 70 years old. Rav Nosson Zal says, Va'ayin b'maymar posach Rabbi Shimon. Take a look in chapter 60 in the first half of Likut Imran. Mevoyo, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Shaidei b'chinas shivim shona, shehim b'chinas shivim ponim, aideze naase his oyerus hashena, vaideze zoichen leyira, ayin shon. In that chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a person living 70 years, and that each one of those 70 years corresponds to one of the interpretations of the Torah, one of the 70 interpretations of the Torah, which are called the Shivim Ponim of the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that by turning on those 70 lights of the Torah, those 70 interpretations of the Torah, that wakes a person out of sleep. And through that, a person is zoicha to yira. These are concepts that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. He quotes a pasuk, yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Fear of Hashem adds life to a person. Adds life means long life. Arichas yomim, this term arichas yomim, which is associated with an aged person who is 70 years old or 70 years old plus. So Rabbeinu Zalveya makes the connection between these three or four items. Number one, the 70 years of a person's life, corresponding to the 70 channels of the Torah, through which a person is zeichet to wake up, to come alive, to come out of sleep, and through which a person is zeichet to yira. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zehu remez, we can see a hint regarding this item in the pasuk related to our halacha that we're learning about. Mipnei seva tokum. Ki kisharoyin pnei seva ben shivim shana, when a Jew sees the face of a person who's an old man, an old person, meaning a person who's 70 years old at least, bechinas shivim ponim, which means that person's life represents these 70 faces of the Torah, mechuyav lokum ulehisoyre. That has to wake up the person. The word tokum means stand up, or it means get. In other words, in English, you have the term to get up. Get up. Oh, when a person's sitting down in a chair and I want him to get up, I say, get up, you. Don't sit there, get up. So get up means to change from a sitting position to a standing position, which is the halacha that we're discussing here, that when a person sees a Jew who's 70 years old or more, you're required to stand up. But the same exact word, tokum, is also used regarding waking up. To get up in the morning means to wake up from sleep. And Rav Nosson Zal here is showing the connection between these two. The halacha, the basic halacha there, is referring to a person standing up for an elderly person. Rav Nosson Zal is applying it to getting up. To getting up meaning getting out of a sleep. That when a person is spiritually asleep, when they see an older person who's 70 years old or more, which means that all 70 lights of the Torah have been turned on by his life, that will get the person up. That will inspire the person and motivate the person. It'll wake him up. Kamashikosu, as the pasuk says, Mosai toko mishnosecha. When are you going to get up from your sleep? So we see that verb tokum is used to refer to coming out of sleep. In the pasuk there, the literal meaning, the standard interpretation is to get up, meaning to stand up for the old man. Rav Nosson Zal saying that tokum, though, has another meaning. The tokum means to get up, meaning to get out of sleep. Ki ze bechinas, v'ze bechinas, v'hodarto p'nei zokein. And that's why the pasuk continues after the words mipnei sevotokum. The pasuk says, and you will beautify the face of an old person. You'll receive the beauty of the face of an old person. Ki ze bechinas hadrasponim. This is the concept of the beauty of the face. Shehu bechinas klolius kola shivim shana shivim ponim kemavor sham ein sham. Because that's this concept of the 70 years, which is related to the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 lights. V'hainu d'siyim, and this is why the pasuk concludes there, v'yorei somei lekecho, and you will fear Hashem, ki ayidei zeh zeichen liyira kanal, ayin shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, that when a person is zeichet to receive from the radiance of the shivim ponim of the Torah, that wakes the person out of sleep, and that gives the person a whole new yiras Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal here is taking three or four concepts that are presented over there in Likut Imran. He's taking this halach in Shulchan Aruch, and he's showing that they parallel each other. The wording in Likut Imran over there is that when there is something, when there is a revelation of the 70 faces of the Torah, that'll accomplish two things. It'll wake a person up. It'll get a person up. It'll wake him out of a sleep, out of a spiritual sleep. Number two, it'll give him Yiras Hashem. That's what it says over there in Likut Imran. The halacha that we're speaking about says that when you see a person of 70 years, when you see a person of 70 years or more, which means that person represents the 70 faces of the Torah, get up. Get up meaning stand up. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that these two are exactly the same. The wording over here and what it symbolizes, and the wording over here, what it symbolizes, are the same thing. So that Rabbeinu Zal there said that when a person is zeichet to a revelation of the 70 lights of the Torah, that'll inspire him. That'll wake him up from spiritual sleep, and that'll give him Yiras Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that when a Jew sees an older person, if the older person lived a good life, when a Jew sees an older person who's 70 years or more, it's like he's seeing those 70 lights of the Torah. What does that do? It gets the person up. That's why the person should physically stand up when they see such a person. Because the physical act of standing up represents that that person is coming out of a spiritual sleep and he's zeicha to receive a whole new portion of Yiras Hashem. This is the first halacha. We mentioned many times that the halacha alephs of Likutei Halachos were written by Rav Nosson Zal at a very young age, and in most cases while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. So usually they're quite short and the wording is not that clear. You see, as he continued in life, he got stronger and better in writing, in elaborating and presenting things unbelievably clear and broad, as we'll see. Halacha Beis, Inyan Kimo Vihidor Mipnei Seva Vezokim, regarding the topic of standing up and showing respect to an older person or a zokain, a learned person. Inyan Yiras Rabbo Yuchvoidoi. This refers to respect for one's rabbi, the concept of respect for one's rabbi. Alpi Hamavoyer Bamaimar Choysim Betoy Choysim, the Simon Chav Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says this halacha will be based on chapter 22 in the first half of Likut Imran. Sheyesh b'chinas na'ase v'nishma. There Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of the statement that the Jews made at Har Sinai where they said na'ase, V'nishma, we will do, and then we'll understand. We're willing to commit ourselves to doing everything Hashem tells us to do, even before we fully understand it. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that Na'aseh V'nishma corresponds to Nigla and Nistar, the section, the revealed portion of the Torah and the hidden portion of the Torah, Bechinas Torah Utfila, which corresponds to Torah and Tefillah, Bechinas Bereshis Bora, which correspond to the first two words in the Torah, Bereshis, which is called a complete statement. Bora is called Chatzi Maimar, a half a statement. The word Bora is half of the word Bereshis. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran elaborates on all of this. V'haklal hayotze mishom, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, shenigle hu bechinas naseh, v'nistor hu bechinas nishma. Rabbeinu Zal there makes an analogy between naseh and nishma, and nigle and nistor. Naseh, to do, or something. The term asiya, which means doing or something being made, is usually referring to something that's revealed, something that you see. Nishma, something that I hear, most people don't see sound. Only at Matan Torah, Hashem made a miracle at that time that the Jews, it says, V'chol ha'om royin es hakoylois. The people were able to see sound, but normally we don't. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that Na'aseh V'nishma corresponds to Nigla and Nistar. Nigla is revealed, Nistar is hidden. Bechinas Tefila, which also corresponds to the concept of Tefila. Bechinas Bereshis, Yorei Boishes. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that the word Bereshis is comprised of two words, Yorei, Yira, and Boishes. Boishes means a shyness, where a person's embarrassed. Bechinas Amida, Bechinas Toiras Hashem. These are all connections that Rabbeinu Zal makes over there in Likutei Moran. V'chol echod tzorech lirois lasois mehanishma nase. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that each and every single Jew has to try to convert the nishma into nase, to convert the nistar into nigla, meaning to take that which was originally hidden from him, that which he didn't know. We've used the term makifin for this, if you recall. To take that knowledge which is outside your head, which is bechinas nistar, it's hidden from you, and convert it to nigla, meaning to reveal it, to study it, to get to understand it. Another way of saying this is taking makif and making it into pnimi, which we've had in the past. Dahainu sheyizke lahasig ulohovenes bechinas hanistar, shebechinas nishma, bechinas tefila, meaning that a Jew has to strive to be zeichet, to understand that which is hidden from him, which means it's bechinas nishma, bechinas tefila, sheyien nase me'anishma nase, to take nishma and convert it to nase, me'hanistarois, to take that which is hidden from you and convert it into niglois, that it should become revealed to you. Ayin shom heitev. Study Torah 22 in Likutei Moran well, so you'll have a better idea of what we're talking about.